Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT. I'm here in New Orleans for the 2015 AHIMA Convention and Exhibition with Cassie Birnbaum, President and Chair of the AHIMA Board of Directors, and Melissa Martin, President and Chair-elect for 2016. So, Cassie and Melissa, thanks for sitting down with Search Health IT.
Thank you.
Okay, so first, what are your expectations for this conference, which pretty historic conference because it's on the eve of ICD-10. Pretty amazing. Of course, ICD-10 will be on everybody's minds and many will be celebrating, so talk about that a little bit, please. But also, what are the other biggest issues important to your members on the eve of this convention?
Okay, so as you know, there was an unprecedented effort and AHIMA really led the pack. We did partner with the ICD-10 coalition. But March, we were really worried about all the activities, and after three delays, we could not afford another one. So we started after the delay in 2014, we actually put together a grassroots advocacy campaign, and it was really the first time where some of our members actively participated and advocated for an important area like this. So we sent out a record number of tweets, letters, meetings with Congress, and we stayed vigilant throughout that process because there were some final Hail Marys that came up in the 11th hour, and we worked closely with CMS, and CMS applauded our efforts because we were able to get to some of the physician groups that were feeling as though they were underprepared and that, you know, there wasn't enough education. So we had a couple of different phases and stages, but we're so excited that we'll be able to actually go to a robust, up-to-date code set that will really support the future of medicine and will enable us to attain global population health, which we can't do with the current I-9 system. So we'll be doing some celebrations, some toasts. We have buttons that say ICD-10 is here. We had some ICD-10 M&Ms that were handed out at one of our coding roundtable meetings. So we're very excited about that. And I think it's a big testament to the industry that there's so many people that are here. Our attendance is pretty stable with what we've experienced in past years, which speaks for the fact that people are ready. They've done their testing, they've done their dual coding, they've partnered with their physicians, and they're ready for that transition. Both of us work at large academic medical centers, and we feel that our organizations, you know, are ready. There might be some things that come out, but I think that there definitely are some sessions that will help members with that. But the other things that we're really excited about is really showcasing everything that we're doing with information governance. So
yeah, I was going to ask you guys about that, about information governance. Is that the top issue on the agenda for 2016, would you say?
I would say that information governance will definitely be on the top of our agenda for 2016. As we're working on our strategic plan, we'll be developing that a little bit more. But lots of really exciting things going on in the information governance arena. And I had the opportunity to work on the task force that actually developed our information governance principles, our information governance adoption model, as well as our IG toolkit. And during the convention, there's going to be lots of things that we're going to be rolling out. I don't want to steal the thunder of folks that might be speaking on Tuesday, but I think that the membership's going to be really excited. And I believe that for the most part, we have really, really stuck with this throughout this past year, and the industry is really taking notice. We're getting lots of questions from lots of other groups and lots of support from the industry.
Yeah, I've heard that. So in addition to IG and ICD-10, I know you guys are going to deal with patient-generated data.
Absolutely.
One way HIM professionals can deal with that data coming from all the wearables or medical devices or patients increasing access to their own healthcare records.
Absolutely.
So could you speak to that issue?
Oh, certainly.
Please?
And really increasing the trust and transparency. We feel that it's very important that we not use privacy and security as an obstacle for patients getting the information, you know, when and where it's needed. So, you know, obviously it needs to, those transactions need to be handled in a secure fashion, but I'm a real proponent and, you know, of open notes and making sure that, you know, there might be exceptions to the rule, but let's figure out what we can do, because we know that ultimately we're not going to be able to move the needle on population health if patients can't be involved and family members in really managing those conditions. And as you look at the transition from volume to value-based purchasing, I mean, that's what it's, you know, all about, and transitioning patients to medical homes. The theme for this convention is basically breaking down the walls and the barriers and looking at other types of venues where patients are treated. I mean, although both of us work in, you know, more conventional organizations, there's a lot of different models that all of us, you know, that both of our organizations and throughout the country that we're really trying and testing, and we know that the majority of care does not happen within the walls of, you know, a hospital.
All right, so just one or two more questions. So along with patient-generated data, how important will the cloud and big data be to the future of health information management?
Absolutely. It will be huge in health information management. What we're seeing is a shift, for example, in our clinical documentation management groups, where they're working with quality outcomes, and they're actually being the driver within the institution, working with the physicians to bridge the gap between the documentation in the record and the interpretation from a coding perspective. So I think that's going to be essential for the future.
Okay, sounds good. I'll let you go. That was great. Thanks so much for sharing your time with Search Health IT, and have a great conference.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.